It's late October, but wildfires are still raging across the state of Colorado. The East Troublesome Fire in Grand County quadrupled in size last night, prompting a mandatory evacuation order in the town of Grand Lake, about 2.5 hours northwest of Boulder. Michael Elizabeth Sackis is a reporter for Colorado Public Radio and joins us now from Estes Park near the East Troublesome Fire and two others. Michael, welcome.
Hey, Peter.
And I can hardly believe my eyes when I see the pictures of the smoke plume from that fire. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, so I'm in the town of Estes Park, which is near Rocky Mountain National Park, and we're east of the Troublesome Fire, or we're west, which is west of here. And there are also two other fires burning nearby. So to the north is the Cameron Peak wildfire, which is now Colorado's largest in recorded history. And there's the Cowwood Fire just south of here in Boulder County. So three fires burning around this mountain town. And the smoke here is just truly almost unbearable. There's ash falling from the sky, which is dark and hazy. And it's tough to see the mountains in the distance with how bad the visibility is.
Well, where you are, for people who haven't been there before, aren't familiar with it, it's just a gorgeous mountainous area near the Rocky Mountain National Park, as you say. Is it a region that's accustomed to wildfires of this size and evacuation orders?
Well, really, anyone who lives in the mountains and forests of Colorado should be prepared to evacuate because of wildfire. And that goes for hikers and campers, too. But what happened last night for the East Troublesome Fire, for it to grow that much and move that fast towards homes, that's quite unusual. This fire blew up so quickly that many people who went to work as normal yesterday morning found themselves fleeing their homes by yesterday evening. And we do know that some homes have been destroyed, but we just don't know how many yet.
And what are people there telling you?
Yeah, the people here are telling us that they're worried, you know, that they're wondering if a fire around here is going to start. One person I spoke with who's lived in the area for a while actually was evacuated because of floods in 2013. And he said he'd rather have floods than fire. He's really worried about what might happen to the area, especially with the warming climate and climate change, you know, fires becoming more common, especially for later in the season.
Sure. So three fires burning near where you are now. Give us a sense of how destructive this fire season has been overall in 2020.
Yeah, so the Cameron Peak Fire is now more than 206,000 acres, and it's just over 50% contained. And that fire started in August, so it's been burning for more than 2 months now. And actually, the East Troublesome Fire is now the fourth largest in the state history. So that means that three of Colorado's top five largest wildfires in recorded history have all burned this year. And actually, as of today, all of Rocky Mountain National Park has fully closed, and some national land is also closed in five counties around these fires to try and keep new fires from starting. And the
I'm looking at the calendar, though. October 22nd, aren't we a little late in the season for fires of this size? I mean, either the snow has already started falling or it's going to soon.
Yes, very late in the season for wildfires to be starting and growing like this. I spoke with our state climatologist who says this kind of fire activity in October at these high of elevations is really unusual. And nearly 80% of Colorado is in an extreme drought right now, and those bad conditions are the worst in the West where we're seeing these big fires. And our monsoon rains have essentially been a no-show for the last 3 years, and that missing moisture is a big reason these fires are happening.
Same goes across the West. Michael Elizabeth Sackis with Colorado Public Radio in Estes Park, Colorado. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Peter.